panacea, gotta see ya. You know it's been too long, I've been dancing to my own song. You know I used to just sing along, but the river runs through you and me. Muddy water might just wash a man clean. All the masking is why can't I be everything? Oh, come back Tennessee, I gotta find that piece of me. Can I be who I was and still be who I wanna be?
You are listening to River City Current. That is the Mississippi River, the city of Memphis, and current topics from our southern corner of Tennessee. Join your host, Christian Owen, Jeannie Tabor, and Kit Garrett. Even though the holiday season is in our rearview mirror, there is no need to stop celebrating. However, our bodies may need a break. I mean, from November 1st to January, weekends routinely begin on Wednesdays with gatherings of all sizes most nights, most of which include fine wines and festive alcoholic beverages. So, in the spirit of health and wellness, we think January might be a good time to reset with modified food and beverage choices. But is a day or a weekend well-lived in January any less deserving of a celebration than a day in December? Cisco Larson, general manager of Joe's Wines and Liquors, says no, and is ready to tell us how to continue enjoying friends, family, and food, along with a festive non-alcoholic beverage in January. Joe's Wines and Liquor in Midtown has a retro vibe, but also includes a state-of-the-art growler bar with 30 different craft beers and cocktails. In keeping with Cisco's forward-thinking approach, he has thoroughly researched and now carries several beverage brands that are all perfect for expecting mothers and anyone who, for whatever reason, prefers a non-alcoholic choice. Welcome, Cisco, and thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Christian. This is awesome. Glad to be here with you.
I first want to hear your thoughts on the idea of a dry January.
For sure, and we can enjoy each other's company too. Just because you hung out with your family and your best friends for the last month or two doesn't mean you don't have to see them for another 10 months and still get together with them and have a great drink. It just doesn't have to be boozy, and there doesn't have to be six of them. It can definitely still be fun. And we've got a lot of those at Joe's now. It's something that has really increased recently, and we've done it because there are so many people who either want to take a break from drinking or have a break in between drinks or just have something really good that doesn't have booze in it.
Are newer brands constantly improving on the concept and the flavor?
Yes, for sure. We found some really good brands like Seedlip at the beginning who were making a distilled spirit that had no alcohol, which is something that had never been done before because you always wanted to have the booze in it. But with a growing population of people who don't drink or are taking time off from it, this has definitely become a growing market. And there is now new levels on top of that where you see brands that are taking the alcohol out of beer or wine, or brands that are making something to taste just like a cocktail that's one of your favorites but doesn't have any booze in it.
So it's my perception, right or wrong, that non-alcoholic wines and beer have been around longer than the cocktail options. Is that true?
Yeah, for sure. The like brands like Sutter Home, who is one of the biggest producers in the U.S., makes massive bulk wines and stuff. They have had a non-alcoholic wine in our store for 20 years, maybe longer. But that product is never something that I wanted to recommend to a customer the way that I want to recommend most of the products in our store. Now we have products that are just as good, made by the producers that we already carry, where they have taken the booze out of it or had no booze to begin with. And now it's getting really fun to actually play around with those.
So do you have a favorite red, or maybe non-alcoholic works better for a white or a sparkling wine?
So yes, I have favorites of all three of those, okay, which is perfect. We have this really great producer, Lights, who is a German producer. This is a Pinot Noir from them that has 0.5 alcohol to it. Really great. There's We've also got some cabs in the store, but this is my favorite. I'm a Pinot drinker, so I'm big into this. They make a dry Riesling also that's really fun. Hand on Heart has a really great Chardonnay for our Chardonnay drinkers out there. And then there is a sparkling Verdejo from Wynn, made in Spain, just like champagne, but it's actually 0.5% or less alcohol. And it tastes just like a really good bottle of bubbly or cava that you would find in España. Beer can be very athletic too. I know a lot of runners, not one, but we'll have a beer right after their run to get carbs back in as quick as possible.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's someone who's into fitness, beer is like something that if you work out enough, you can justify the beer a lot. But there are plenty of people I saw today, right as I was leaving the gym this morning, one of my friends who was like, hey, you know, I don't drink. I'd love to hear about all these. And I'm like, I can't wait to tell you these things. So he'll get an advanced copy of this podcast, of course. The Athletic Brewing Company is the number one non-alcoholic beer right now because they have captured the idea that you can enjoy beer, but do it in a way that doesn't involve alcohol now. And they're at the forefront. They have an IPA, hazy IPA. They have a golden ale. They have a new dark beer. They have seasonal stuff that's fun. They have a light beer even. But their light beer is tasty, but you never drink it to have, you know, 7 or 8 at a tailgate or something like that. You want to have it because you want to enjoy the flavor of it, but there's no effect coming through that makes you want to drink 3, 4 more of those.
Gotcha. When I visited Joe's this week, I was really impressed by the clever branding. One memorable brand I saw when we were together at Joe's was the Phony Negroni. That's a great name. What are some of your other favorites?
Well, you hit on one of the most important things is that branding in alcohol and in everything is so important. Marketing is just so important. And that's, you know, I majored in marketing, so I think that I always think that's important and have always had my eye on it. And you see these brands have taken, this is how they take the next step. It's how you can take them more seriously is that they're not just saying, okay, we've removed the booze from this wine. Here it is. It tastes kind of like what it did before. Mm-hmm. And it just with a crappy package on it. We are in the same market as all the craft beer labels and all the wine labels and all the spirits labels with all those brands. Just, we don't have any alcohol, but we should be considered on the same tier of quality as all of those. So the ones that I love Liars. The name is Liars because there's no booze in it, right. It's hilarious. But you never think about it. It just seems like, oh, it's Liars Aperitif Rosso, which is like a Campari or like a, like an Aperol, or their Italian Orange, which is like a Campari. And then you've got the Casamara Club, which is like if you did a LaCroix, but with like Italian Amaro spices and citrus and stuff, which my pregnant friends are loving right now. Uh-huh. I love them too when I take a night off for sure. They're, you know, the stuff from Untitled Arts, they're a brewery that you almost can't tell the difference between their packaging on their plethora of beers that we carry from them. We carry like probably 15 of their beers at a time, mm-hmm. to their non-alcoholic beers, which that we have 8 or 9 of those in the store right now. In fact, there's one that has a perfect overlap between, it's a Mexican style cerveza that's like you see the same package, but one just says non-alcoholic and very bold, but not intrusive. Even our local friends at Comeback Coffee have a coffee soda that has called Field Day. This one's like a strawberry and lime flavored coffee soda that we carry. Where if you're not drinking, you can still drink coffee and have fun with your coffee too, which I think is cool.
Perfect. Yes, I think I'm more of a coffee-holic, so that's a good one for me. So should customers expect non-alcoholic wines, beer, and cocktail-style beverages to cost any more than their traditional counterparts with alcohol?
No, you find them on, like I said, these should be considered same quality level. They're also priced in a very similar way, with the beers being priced in, you know, $2 to $3 a can or something like that. You see these guys are quality beers, but you don't want to have 7 or 8 of them like we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. These beers aren't priced to buy a 12-pack of them for Friday night. It's
right.
You want to buy 12 of them, but they're probably not going to all be drank that night. And we always do a variety at Joe's. Like, you can buy everything by the single. So you could come in and try four different beers out in the first night and come back the next week and buy six more or seven more, whatever you wanted to try out for all of Dry January.
That's good. So you don't have to commit to an entire case.
Yeah, that's the best. You don't have to buy a case of Athletic beer, although people are buying that now.
Right.
That's one of the most encouraging things, is seeing people who are sober come back into our store and realize that there's no stigma anymore attached to it. They can come in. They have sections in the store for them with good products, and that's something that keeps us doing it as much as anything. And it's a category that's grown exponentially in the last year.
So I guess this is kind of hinting at the social cues that are a big part of any cocktail party, game day with a case of beer, a glass of wine with friends. So these seem like a good transition from one to the other, depending on whether or not that person chooses to have an alcoholic beverage or not.
For sure. If you and I are at a party and you're having a glass of wine and I'm having a non-alcoholic beer, this shouldn't affect our vibes at all. We should be ready. We should be able to have a great time. Or if we're hanging out, watching a football game or something like that, it's like someone should be able to enjoy a good beverage. And I've found with my friends that it's people are more interested in what you're drinking when it is non-alcoholic, and they're like, hey, what's that?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, because it's a new world for a lot of people. It's like a new frontier for a bunch of people. And I think there's enough variety now. People love variety, and like, we try and cultivate variety, the spice of life, right? So it's
right.
Like, now that we have that amount of variety, we can really start talking about these things on a broader scale, I think.
Well, the variety is refreshing to learn about. I'm just glad there are so many options other than ordering another soft drink, which doesn't really fit into a healthy diet plan, honestly. And that's a conversation for another day, but soft drinks aren't exactly healthy. I'm really not a fan of club soda with lime. it's just boring. Seltzers are an option too, you said, and you have lots of jazzed up club soda combos probably and recipes. Maybe we can get some of those recipes in some way on your website, I think. Is that correct?
For sure. Yeah. We'll have a section that you can see that shows some of the recipes from these producers. One of the best things you can find is we'll have links to these producers' websites too, where they have a plethora of recipes. They have so many recipes there that you will keep coming back. You'll have to buy bottle after bottle to do that. One of my favorite recipes with them, the Aperitif Rosso and this Wynn Sparkling Verdejo make a perfect Aperol Spritz, impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
That was something where we went to a two-year-old's birthday. Of course, there were a few other pregnant ladies there.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I had been at Cameo before, and I'd already had a couple drinks there. And I was like, well, if there's this awesome Aperitif Rosso and the bubbly there, I can make a couple non-alcoholic drinks and have just as great of a time. That's the best thing, is the quality is now there to where you feel like you're drinking an Aperol Spritz. And that's like one of the most popular cocktails, because it's just two ingredients. And
right.
I think that's the key to these. They have to have enough pop for you to just pour one thing into another thing and it's ready to go.
You're starting to make me wish we had included a taste testing portion of this interview.
Well, that's the best part, is whatever time of day it is, we could be having a taste test of any
right.
of these. You can have a non-alcoholic beer for lunch. Like when you visit Europe and you see someone having a beer out on the patio at lunch, and you're like, is that guy drinking at lunch? And it's like, well, who judges him if he is? But you then see it's an Estrella 0.0, and you're uh-huh. like, oh, just enjoying the taste of beer at lunch. Okay.
Right. He's just setting the mood.
Yeah.
Atmosphere. So I'm not sure I would want to enjoy these at lunch based on what we talked about, but I think there's a lot of mystery involved, so I think I'll ask you.
Okay.
The LaCroix with CBD options, and then we saw a product with Delta 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those seem intriguing and mysterious, and maybe you would want to know what they involve before you drink a few of those.
Yeah, right? For sure. The CBD is much more approachable for anybody. This is something that's like non-psychoactive. There's nothing in there that's going to something that you're not experienced with. The CBD soda products that we have are just like you drink one and maybe it helps you sleep better, but it doesn't put you to sleep.
Okay.
It's gotcha. I drink a CBD club soda after I play pickup basketball or okay. something like that, because it's supposed to actually help with recovery. Since we're talking about health and wellness, CBD is what a lot of athletes use for it. And
interesting.
And some okay. people enjoy the effects of it, as like some people experience the effects of it. Mm-hmm. Some people, it just seems like a placebo to them, but it works on my dog. So I think that's as good of a point as anything. And the Delta 8 is psychoactive. So you should definitely know that the effects of that are closer to marijuana. But some people call that California sober, where you don't drink alcohol at all, but you might partake in something more like that.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But maybe wouldn't want to have a few of those at lunch.
No, that's right. Definitely not a lunch
before
beverage.
You go back to work.
Not.
I want to switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
Now that we've survived the holiday season, what should we look forward to at Joe's? Perhaps joining your wine club, or do you have other yearly events that you begin, start with the new year, new you?
Absolutely. Yeah. In the past, we've featured non-alcoholic beers in our beer club, mm-hmm. although it's not like this Southern Grist Nashville beer. They have a Pilsner, they have a sour beer, they have something like an IPA. And we featured them in our wine club, in our beer club last January. And a lot of people came back with the response of, wow, I didn't expect to have a non-alcoholic beer in the beer club. But it was actually really great. What else do you have like that? People are in a beer club for a reason. So it's not all non-alcoholic. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And mm-hmm. the wine club, we're not going to be featuring any non-alcoholic wines anytime soon. But the wine club is great. I run the wine club and have an awesome time with it. We pick wines that are off the beaten path to help you kind of explore mm-hmm. what you might not have found before, or new types of wine, or the wines you love done a different way in a different part of the world. So I think that's really fun for people to explore. Like this month we have a sparkling Nebbiolo Rosé, and then like a really great Italian red that I think that'll be something people drink all year next year.
Well, I think exploring new brands and such is definitely in keeping with January and the new year. This topic has been a fun one to learn about with our health and wellness theme today. So you can keep up with Joe's fun products, calendar events, and specials by following them on social. I know your Instagram is Joe's Wines Memphis, right?
That's right.
Are you also on Twitter and Facebook?
Twitter at Joe's Wines, and Facebook. You can find us at Joe's Wines and Liquors.
We can't thank you enough for joining us today. And to all of our listeners, remember to check out Cisco's recipes on their website. Or if you stop in, I bet he will be happy to tell you in person.
For sure. I look forward to it.
Thank you for joining us, but don't rush off. Enjoy our featured song by native Memphian Sherman Tabor. The song is Come Back Carolina, and he mentions our home state of Tennessee.
Carolina, I couldn't find you. Dancing to the band out on the back lawn by the big tree. I thought you might come back to me, but I got so far from who I've been. Found a part of me way up in the city. Guess I miss me. Can you ever really go home again? Oh, come back, Carolina. Remind me what I used to dream. Can I be who I was and still be who I wanna be? Mm-hmm. gotta see ya. You know it's been too long. I've been dancing to my own song. You know I used to just sing along. But the river runs through you and me. Muddy water might just wash a man clean. All the masking is why can't I be everything? Oh, come back, Tennessee, I gotta find that piece of me. Can I be who I was and still be who I wanna be? Cause I still long for that perfect summer. And all my heroes are so much taller. Shouldn't I outgrow them by now? Listen close, grow up strong. But all my dreams were once my father's. Shouldn't I have my own by now? Carolina, I couldn't find you. Dancing to the band out on the back lawn by the big tree. I thought you might come back to me. But I got so far from who I've been. Found a part of me way up in the city. Now I miss me. Can you ever really go home again? Oh, come back, Carolina. Remind me what I used to dream. Can I be who I was and still be who I wanna be? Oh, come back, Tennessee, I gotta find that piece of me. Can I be who I was and still be who I wanna be?